Did I mention it's weird in Wyoming? There are many dimensions to the weirdness, but one of them is that they talk funny. And I knew when I moved out to the Rockies that I was going to have to learn how to talk Western. I got the language tapes. I studied hard. I did the whole howdy, partner. I got a hankering to be moseying. But they don't talk like that. They just have all these weird expressions that don't make any sense. Well, no sense pushing the cows on a hot day. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. We went on this pack trip a few years back that was outrageously wonderful. It became known as the Wretched Excess Tour. There were six of us, and I believe we had 28 horses carrying stuff, you know, hot tubs and pool tables and dialysis equipment. And it was fabulous, but we made the mistake of hiring this slob from Georgia to be a helper, and he wasn't. There was an actual help deficit involved in having this guy around. We had a friend along named Kim Cannon, who's sort of a native Wyoming legend in his own right kind of guy. And Kim was watching the Georgia guy slouch around the camp one afternoon, sort of burping and scratching with a cloud of flies around him. Kim shook his head and said, "Man, having that jerk on the payroll is like two good men gone." So, I liked that one. But later that same night, Kim was telling a story, and he said, "I was drunker than three little men." It has a ring to it, you know. I actually heard Kim tell the same story a few weeks ago, and this time he said, "I was drunker than a porcupine on brake fluid." Why didn't you say so in the first place? Anyway, I hadn't meant to move to Wyoming. I just woke up one day and discovered to my astonishment that I was living in Wyoming, in Jackson Hole, which until very recently was called Jackson's Hole. And the Chamber of Commerce decided to drop the apostrophe S, which I think was a strong move. You know, call me stuffy, but I think that's an upgrade. So they fixed that up, but they still are the Grand Tetons, and there's not much to be done about it. I do love the image of those French trappers out there. Sacre bleu, look at the size on them things, huh? It's a good thing, if you think about it, it's a good thing those mountains were named by French trappers rather than modern-day snowboarders, for instance. Or we would today have the bodacious Wham Wham National Park. Just wouldn't be the same.